Rosa.
You are now listening to Fancy Plans and Things Radio.
It's finally Friday, baby. Yes, hunty, it is finally Friday, and your girl is back in the building. Woo, hunty, it has been a long week. Okay, but before we even get into that, if you are just now tuning into Fancy Plans and Things Radio, hi, I'm your host, Queen. Welcome to the show. And if you are an oldie but a goodie, you always checking in with your girl every Friday, okay? Welcome back, hunty. Yes, honey. Y'all, I cannot tell you how glad I am that it is Friday, okay? It has been such a long, busy week. I have been out here just creating content and creating reels and doing all these different things. It has just truly been crazy out here in this community lately. As far as me trying to figure out content and creating things and putting things out there, I am on a whole new journey with content, but we will talk about that in another episode about content and stuff like that. But yeah, it has been a week out here. But let me just tell you, with all that being said, I am so grateful this week that I was able to just feel really, really good. You guys know that I do have a couple of invisible illnesses. Like I have a thyroid condition. I'm a diabetic. I also have PCOS, which is polycystic ovarian syndrome. And a lot of days, you guys, I feel like crap. I am just pushing it through. I'm just skinning by the week, by the skin of my teeth type of thing. But this week I have felt really, really good. I felt super productive, and I'm hoping that, you know, the change in medication and me switching up a few things, that it is really now time that I am able to really get out here and give y'all the best version of Queen that I can. And it has been very, very frustrating the last couple of years for me, because I feel like I missed out on a lot of things because I was just so tired. And I used to tell myself, you're so lazy. And I realized that it is not lazy. My friend Myra posted something earlier this week that was talking about rest, and that rest is okay. And I would think, I'm resting so much, or I'm sleeping so much, and I'm always so tired. Oh my God, you're so lazy. But honestly, I was listening to my body, and my body doesn't function very well sometimes with rest and sleep. I also have insomnia. So I sometimes just can't shut off my brain. I can't just lay down and go to sleep. It is such a struggle sometimes. And I had to remember that I am fighting PCOS, and PCOS is not easy on the body. And it has been a battle for the last few years of my life, and then becoming a diabetic. I believe I was diagnosed right when I was like about 30, 31. And so it has just been very, very frustrating for me the last couple of years, but it is something that I am trying my best to keep a handle on, and just saying, you know what, I'm rolling with the punches, and no matter what the universe, the world, no matter what it throws at me, I'm out here fighting. I'm out here punching back. I'm out here rolling with the best of y'all. And so, yeah, this week, me feeling so good and me feeling so productive. I had moments of where I just felt like I was so productive, and then I felt like, okay, I'm not productive enough. But I had to remember, girl, you out here recording 3 or 4 reels a day. You're out here answering comments and answering your messages and doing emails. Girl, you got this. You're still being productive. It may not be the productive that you want, but as long as you are out here creating content and going for your goals and your dreams, you are productive. If I don't get up and don't check but one thing off my to-do list, I was productive today. And that is something that I have to remind myself, because a lot of times we are people of just go, 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 and we have to do this, and we have to do that, and we have to do these things. But where is the rest? Take a moment to relax. So I just wanted to shout out my girl Myra real quick for that post, because it helps me to be like, look, take a moment to rest. It's okay to rest. It's okay to take a break. Actually, it's actually pretty necessary for us to take a rest. You know, like if we don't rest, if we don't get a little sleep here and there, how can we be helpful to anybody else? And that brings me to, you can't pour from an empty cup. You can't. It's true. If your cup is empty, you cannot pour into anybody else. And so rest and relaxation is a necessary part in order for you to recharge and refuel so you can pour into other people. And I think a lot of times people don't think that content creating or being an entrepreneur is not anything that's draining because it's so easy to do these things. But honey, it is not so easy to do these things. We are creating for multiple platforms. A lot of us out here, I'm creating for Patreon. I'm creating for Instagram. I'm now creating for TikTok. Yes, your girl has made it over to TikTok, you know, so I am creating for, you know, the podcast and things like that. So we are doing a lot of things and we're doing a lot of work. And y'all, it is a lot behind the scenes. And I think a lot of people don't really see that. They just see the content and think, oh, that must be so easy. And I've even had people out while I'm trying to create content, they make little snide remarks. Oh, I can't stand influencers and blah, blah, blah. But let's be honest. If we didn't have influencers, would we really be buying the things that we're buying or would we be purchasing? We look to other people for reviews. We look to other people for their opinions and thoughts on certain products and things because we want to purchase. That's how it works. You know what I mean? We want to see, does it really work? What did this person think of it? Okay, well, if she liked it, well, maybe, you know, I will like it too. That's how it goes. And so I honestly think people just don't value influencers as much, or people who are entrepreneurs or people who are out here creating content for any type of reason, they don't really value it. They don't really see the worth in it. But let me tell you, we are out here working our butts off. And I see you, sis. If nobody else don't see you, I see you, sis. I see you, bro. I see y'all out here creating the content. I see you out here busting your butt. I see you out here working. And I just want to tell y'all, keep doing your thing. And if you need to take a moment to rest and relax, go ahead and do that, okay? Because I am giving that, making sure that I'm giving myself permission to relax and to remind myself that it's not that I'm lazy. I also have these other things just that are just kind of fighting against my body and fighting me in general. But every day that I get up and I check one thing off the to-do list, I have accomplished something and I have to remind myself of that. So yes, this week has been crazy busy for me creating content, but I have felt so good. And it feels good to wake up in the morning and just say, I feel good today. There's so many times that I've had so many crappy days, you guys, where I literally just felt sick. I just felt like I can't do anything today. I don't want to do anything today. And I know a lot of it is like literally mind over matter. But sometimes when you're in that position where you just don't feel good, you just don't have the energy, you used up your spoonful of energy for today, that's okay. It's okay. And it's okay. And I have to remember to give myself grace. And I feel like me talking about these issues and me really getting real with you guys and being open and honest, it's going to help me on the journey that I'm on, that I'm working on. And if you're part of the Patreon crew, I will say this, the Patreon crew will be getting a bonus episode this week and they will be listening to me talking about this particular journey. So if you want to know what it is, okay, if you want to know what that journey is, girl, you're going to want to sign up for the Patreon. They will be getting bonus content this week. I'm really excited about Patreon. I'm really loving my little family over there. And yeah, I can't wait to really give them more content. I'm working on behind the scenes on a lot of different things. And one thing I definitely wanted to mention to you guys was merch. Oh my God, a few of you babes have bought merch. And to just see someone in something that I created or something that me and Cass created together is just absolutely amazing to me. I'm like, my mind is like boggled and blown. Me and Cass worked really hard on our designs for the collab and she drew that coffin by hand. I kind of gave her like the words and the ideas and we kind of like played on the words and different things. And then we kind of played with the design a little bit, but she drew that. And to just see my friend's drawing on her shirt come to life, oh my gosh, it just means a lot to me because you guys, Cass is one of my closest friends. We talk all the time when we're not like super busy and we just can't talk to each other. She has been around for over a year. We were brought together through the Planner Getting, okay? We ended up becoming friends, and it's just amazing to see someone put on the shirt and wear our designs. And Cass is like such an amazing supportive person. I like literally shrieked and screamed when I saw her wearing my hoodie that I designed with the neon lights, which again, Cass has been super helpful when it comes to merch and helping me design things. And she's definitely a part of the Team Fancy. And I am so grateful for her. And so I talk about her a lot because she is my person. She is my business partner in a way. And we talk about a lot of things and we work on a lot of things together. And I'm just so happy to have her a part of Team Fancy. So I wanted to say this. Tomorrow, Okay, you're listening to this episode today on Friday. Tomorrow, Cass will be releasing her Etsy shop, and you guys will be able to get the designs that we put on the shirts and onto mugs and other things. You guys will be able to get those designs in sticker form, okay? So you can put them in your planner. You guys go over and follow Planning with Cass. Go over and support her. Support her the way she has supported me, and the way you guys support me and love me, go love her that way. She is an amazing person. She's super dope. She is about being anti-racist. She's not afraid to speak her mind. She's not afraid to speak up. And I think that's why me and this girl has connected. And it's so weird. There's a lot of freaky things that always happen to us. We have the same taste, the same style in certain things, and it's just so funny sometimes. I'll text her something and she'll be like, girl, I was just in the store 5 minutes ago buying that. And it's just like, what? And so I absolutely love her, and she's just been such a blessing to me. And I think if you guys go over and support her in her Etsy shop, I would greatly appreciate it. I'm just so proud of her. I'm really just so proud of her. She's such a dope person. And I want to be about babes, support babes. And so that is why I'm telling you about Cassie. Go out and let's go support her. Let's go support her the way she supports us in this community, because she really does. And I am so, so thankful and so grateful for her. So Cass, if you are listening, I love you. Okay, no tears, because I know you. You're like a big stab, just like me. So no crying, but I love you, girl. So yeah, I just wanted to give that out of the way and talk about the merch. If you guys have not shopped the merch yet, you guys definitely should. We will be dropping more collab designs later on, and I will be dropping more designs for merch as well. I will greatly appreciate if you guys go over and support my little merch shop, because it means the world to me. And just to see you babes out there with my designs on is just, it literally blows my mind, you guys. I'm like, what? Somebody is literally wearing something that I created? What now? So crazy. So freaking crazy. So you guys, now, you know, I was talking all about like giving yourself grace and all these different things and things that have been going on with me, and that it's okay to relax, because that post that Myra posted really did strike something in me. And as I was thinking about this stuff and something that I'm actually working on, this journey that I'm on, another journey came to mind, and it was the journey of self-love, because I realized that a part of this journey that I was on, that I was talking about for my Patreon crew, this journey was in the process, okay? And it was things that I had to do in order to really dig deep, I guess I should say. So I wanted to talk about the journey of self-love, and I kind of wanted to give you guys a few tips and things that I felt like would work. And speaking of that, I also thought about how I was talking about this with Robin from Crafty Planner Queen. If you guys have not checked out that episode, is the episode right before this one. Make sure you guys go check it out. Robin was such a sweet babe, so dope to talk to. We talked about affirmations, and we talked about really how those words of affirmation are cultivating something inside of us and really bringing something helping us bring something to the forefront of our mental. And it's definitely been something that has definitely helped me, affirmations. And I will get more into that later, but we did talk about this stuff, and this is kind of why I'm bringing this topic up right after this episode with Robin, because it is something that I have really been thinking about. So I wanted to give you guys some tips for the journey of self-love. So, tip number one, setting your intentions. Take a moment out to, whether you need to journal, you need to seek therapy, you need to sit with yourself, you need to maybe do some meditation, you need to pray, but you need to figure out what your intentions is. Reflect on your needs and things that you need to change, things that you want to work on, whether it's trauma, things that are just in your past. You need to figure those things out. Set the intentions, set the goals of what you want for your self-love journey. This is like one of the most important keys, because if you go into this journey just going, oh, I'm going to love myself, or being it, you think it's going to happen overnight. And I'm going to tell you now that the journey of self-love does not happen overnight. The journey of being authentic does not happen overnight. And I'm saying this because I had to come to that realization myself. Now, for me personally, self-love hasn't been like a big struggle, but it is something that I have struggled with. And the reason why I say it's not a big struggle is because validation was something that was very important in my home. My mom was always making sure that she validated me. I've always been somewhat of a plus size kid. No, not somewhat. I've always been plus size. Let me stop playing. I've always been chunky, honey. It's just something that my mom was like very on about, validating me at home, telling me that I was beautiful and that I was enough, that I was strong. And look, I do give that to her. I give that to her. That's why I'm kind of very sassy. I got it from my mama. Okay. I'm like, honey, you don't like all this chunky, baby. You better look the other way. Cause honey, I'm about to come through. Okay. You going to get these thighs, sir. You going to get all these thighs. Okay. Legs, arms, you about to get that. Okay. If you don't like it, close your eyes, boo boo. Cause it's coming. You know, I've always been that type of girl. Right. And it has been definitely helpful for me because I struggle with kids like bullying me or telling me that I was fat. And even now when I look back at photos of myself, I'm like, dang, I really let these kids out here tell me that I was fat. Looking like this, baby, I would kill to have this body again. Where is it? Come back to me. Okay. These kids really had me believing that I was fat. And I was really out here believing them. Seriously? Can't do it. So yeah, it has helped me, but there still was moments where it was shaky. It was definitely shaky. And I will say, even now, going through the other journey that I'm working on, I am still finding ways to love myself. I feel like the journey of self-love is ever evolving. Because we grow, we change, our needs change, our trauma changes because certain things happen throughout our lives, even from when we're younger to, you know, adults to teenagers, all those things, different things happen to us. And so our trauma could change, it could get worse, it could get better, but we're forever changing people, right? So setting those intentions and setting those things up for yourself so you know what your personal goal is, when you're setting up your intentions, your intentions could even be not only just personal for you, but your intentions could be for relationships, whether it's friends or partners. And like I said, you may need to journal. You may need to set up a section in your planner. Like for me, my wellness planner, which is my passion planner, is a place for me where I can set up things and I can write certain things out. Because sometimes as much as I love to journal, I sometimes let my journaling fall by the wayside. But my wellness planner is what I crack open every day. It's a planner that I touch regularly, and it's a place that I can put things in and know that I can go back and look at this thing and say, okay, well, in May, I felt this way, but now in June, I'm feeling this way, and I can see my progress and I can see my journey. And so that is something that you definitely want to do. You want to set up somewhere that you can really write down things. Again, you can use meditation, you can use prayer, you can also have therapy. All of these things are great ways to help you figure out your intentions. Okay. So number two is you're going to set boundaries. You're going to set boundaries around you. You're going to set boundaries around other people. And when I say setting boundaries, I don't mean like just cutting people off, being like, okay, I don't like you, girl, so I'm going to cut you off. No, setting boundaries means that you are figuring out your worth. You're figuring out that you're not going, I like to call it, I don't reward bad behavior. When I say I don't reward bad behavior, it means literally what it means. It's just kind of like when your kid does something bad, and are you going to go out and buy them the latest and greatest like PlayStation or new Nikes? No, you're not going to reward their bad behavior. You're going to be like, no, you're not getting anything because you didn't earn it. And so I have learned that I don't reward bad behavior with other people because why should I give you the best of me when you're not worthy of the best of me, if that makes any sense? And what I like to do is I realize later in life that setting boundaries is okay. I'm basically looking at my notes, y'all, so y'all can hear my paper like moving. But I like to set boundaries for like myself, as in, if you're not treating me right, why should I give you my time? You can set boundaries with friends. You can set boundaries in relationships. You can set boundaries with family, because that is a big thing for me. I have learned how to set boundaries with family. Right now, I have an aunt who is very upset with me about something that happened on a family vacation like 3 years ago. And she basically told my mother that she wasn't going to forgive me, right? I don't care. I don't care that you're not going to forgive me. I said what I said and I meant it. And it was a boundary for me. It was a boundary that she was no longer going to disrespect me and she was no longer going to disrespect my mother. I was not going to play that game. I meant what I said when I said it, because if you continue to allow people to disrespect you, continue to allow people to walk over you, continue to allow people to say things to you, it can hinder you in your self-love journey. And it can also be something that takes a toll on your mental state. Okay. And as I've gotten older, I have realized that even if you are family, you're not entitled to my time. You're not entitled to me. Okay. And it's okay to set that boundary and say, no, you will respect me. No, you will respect this. And it's okay. Now, do you have to have conversations with people? I do feel like you should be open and have conversations with people. Don't just cut people off. If people just don't want to talk to you or can't agree with your journey or don't understand your journey and just are not here for it, then fine. By all means, cut them off. Do whatever you have to do to protect your peace. And like I said, not rewarding the bad behavior. Also, if you know, example, like if you are a woman and you are having issues with relationships with a person or a partner, let's just say that the best thing for you to do is to figure out why you're having those issues. Figure out what it is that is causing you to keep bumping heads with people in your relationships, and then set boundaries, not only for yourself, but for the other people, so you can work through those things and through those steps. And this also goes back to, you should only want people who are around you, who are pouring into you the way you're pouring into them, because you want people to pour into you good things. And that means that you need to take a moment to evaluate your circle, evaluate the people who are around you, evaluate the people who you are talking to and spending time with, because they could make or break your self-love journey. It's something that's very, very important. And again, like I said, I don't reward bad behavior. It's something that has taken me a very long time to really understand. But there are certain people in my life, family included, that I just don't even bother with, because I know my worth. I know my self-respect. I know what journey that I am on, and they can hinder that process because they can have you spiraling back to the person that you were, or feeling unworthy or feeling unloved. And that's not what we want, especially on a journey of self-love. We want to be finding ways that we can truly love ourselves and take time for ourselves to understand who we are as a person and what our true needs are. So step number three, you guys, is track your progress. And tracking your progress kind of goes hand in hand with number one, where I kind of talk about setting your intention, taking time to journal, writing things out, meditation. You want to track your progress and whatever works for you. Because some people, they feel like, oh, okay, like me, I love to track my progress. I told you guys that I would love to use my podcast kind of as a diary to see where I've come from, where I'm growing, where I'm changing, and to kind of share my journeys with you guys as I go on it. And so you may want to share your journey through a podcast. You may want to share your journey through a video. Or maybe you want to just keep it super personal and you want to write it in like maybe your wellness planner or just a journal, or even just a section in the back of your regular degular planner. Okay. You could just put a section in the back that says, this is for my self-love journey, and go from there. You can use a notebook. You can use anything that you feel comfortable with to track your progress. But tracking your progress is super important, because as you go on this journey, you need to know, like, oh my God, this is my 3-month check-in, or this is my 1-year check-in, or my 6-month check-in, or whatever it is. But you want to know where your progress is, because you want to see, am I making progress? Am I changing? What do I need to work on more? Okay, I have got this down pat. Now let me go work on the next step of the things that I need to work on, you know, and that would help you writing down your intentions. You can go back and look, okay, I've got this covered. Now let me move on to the next intention, the next thing that I want to take care of, the next thing that I want to love on this self-love journey. And let me be honest, a self-love journey is something, like, again, like I said, it's not going to happen overnight. It is not easy. But when I tell you that it is so worth it, so worth you loving yourself, so worth for you to pour back into yourself. Because look, you are the most important person. And I want to talk about this, because loving yourself, you can't really love anyone else. You have to truly love yourself. You have to truly tap into who you are as a person in order for you to be able to be the best version of you to give to someone else. Because again, that goes back to, you can't pour from an empty cup. You can't. Point blank, period. You cannot pour from an empty cup. And I think if you are taking this self-love journey and you're taking it serious and you really are digging deep into who you are and who you are as a person and the things that you want and the things that you want to heal from and the things that you want to grow from, you will understand that you have to love yourself. You have to know your worth in order to be able to pour that into someone else. Whether it's your children, whether it's your spouse, whatever the case may be, you have to be on top of your game. You have to heal who you are as a person in order to be able to love another. Now, with all that being said, this kind of ties into like my last little kind of topic that I wanted to hit while we're talking about the self-love journey. And that would be you guys learning to give yourself grace. Forgive yourself for your mistakes, because look, we aren't perfect. We aren't perfect people. We are humans. We make mistakes. And the thing is that being true to yourself, being a grown woman or a grown man, or truly stepping into who you are as a person, means that you honor your mistakes, meaning that you realize them. You say, okay, I made the mistake. I'm going to forgive myself for that. And you can even go and ask for forgiveness if you feel the need to. But that is part of being a grown-up, is learning how to own your mistakes and saying, look, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. This will not be the last mistake that you make. And that's okay. Being okay to know that I'm going to make mistakes, that I am not perfect, but I am not my mistake. That is something that you have to remember. I am not my mistake, and that I made the mistake, but I can grow from here. I can change from here. I can do better the next time, because there's always the next time. And so just remember that you're not perfect. And in remembering that you're not perfect, I wanted to talk about affirmations again, because affirmations are something that are super important. And the reason why I wanted to talk about the affirmations is because if you're on a self-love journey, writing certain affirmations to yourself, like I am loved, I am strong, I am worthy of this, it's a reminder to yourself that I am worthy. I am on this journey of self-love, and I am worth loving myself, and I am worth other people loving me. In those affirmations, you are truly speaking life. You're truly breathing into your potential. You're truly breathing life into who you are, and you're cultivating the person that you want to become. I couldn't imagine that I would be at this point where I'm at. And while I'm taking this self-love journey, because self-love is more than just, I talked about how my mom validated me and had me really believe that I am a beautiful person inside and out. It was definitely the foundation of my self-love journey. It still is the foundation of my self-love journey, because it's something that she instilled in me as a child, and I've taken it with me into my adult years. It's something that I sometimes have to go back and I have to remember some of the things that she said to me, and I have to pull them out of my bag of tricks, you know, and I have to say, this is what this is today. We're always fighting demons. We're always battling something. But when you speak to yourself kindly, when you treat yourself with the worth that you are worth, oh my gosh, I'm telling you guys, it is something that is absolutely mind-blowing. And for anybody who is taking a self-love journey, for anybody who's saying, you know what, I need to take this journey for me, one of the best things that ever happened to me this year was my friend Katie wanted to take this journey this year of self-love. And she said, I want to take time to pour into myself. I want to take time to take care of me and get to know me and really find who I am, because I've lost pieces of myself. And I felt the same way. I've lost pieces of myself throughout the years. The world has just been out here punching me. You know, I've been punching back. I've been fighting. But pieces of me have been chipped away. And in those pieces of me chipped away, it just kind of left me like dull. It left me feeling like, yeah, I'm trying to accomplish my dreams and goals, but I'm holding back as to who I am. And this is why, again, I talk a lot about authenticity, because it is something that I'm still finding. It is something that I'm still working on. And the journey of self-love is what brought me there. We were doing a journey of self-care. We were doing a journey of figuring out what traumas we need to work on and what things we need to heal ourselves from, and ways that we can actually take care of ourselves. And when I tell you that this has been the most eye-opening, most rewarding journey of self-care I have ever been on. I have truly been about self-care. I have truly cracked open my wellness planner. I've truly worked on writing those affirmations. I have truly worked on my mentalness, saying, I believe these things. I'm speaking these things over me, and I keep talking about them because I'm so passionate about them, and I want other people to feel the way I feel. I know a lot of us, you know, we talk about hurt people. A lot of us are lashing out at each other and we don't even know why. And it's because we are hurt ourselves. And once you heal who that person is that's hurt, you can go out in the world and treat other people better. And the first step is to treat yourself better, to treat yourself with kindness, to learn how to love who you are as a person, to heal your trauma, to fix those things in order for you to grow into the woman or man or you are supposed to be, to truly step into your potential, to step into who you are, to step into your greatness. You need this self-love journey. And so I kind of wanted to just speak that out, you guys. It was just something that was on my mind. It was on my heart. And your girl had to come in here and give y'all a couple of little tippity tips, you know, to help y'all out through the self-love journey. Because I know for me that self-care and self-love is something that has been so helpful for me this year. I've grown a lot. I've learned a lot. And I still see areas in my life that I want to change or I want to fix and things that I want to heal from. And I know that going on this journey and even going forward and learning how to be authentic, this has just really truly helped me. And I know that it will help someone else out there. So I definitely wanted to just kind of share my tips, kind of share what I was thinking about. I've been thinking about this like all week long. And like I said, I read something that Myra had posted, and then it just kind of clicked in my head of everything that I was just kind of feeling and thinking throughout this week. And I just wrote down some detailed notes, and I just wanted to share with you guys what I was thinking about. And if I can help somebody out there, because honestly, my goal is to really help pour into you guys the way you guys pour into me, and to truly be able to inspire other people, because that's what I want. I want to inspire you to start your own self-love journey. I want to inspire you to start your own self-care journey, to really taking care of you and really loving you, and to remind you guys to always be kind to yourself. We aren't perfect. And I think sometimes we do get wrapped up in the mistakes that we made or the things that we could have been better at. But look, we aren't perfect people. There's always tomorrow, and we can always grow and learn and change. Okay, those are things that we can always do. We just have to be open to that suggestion. We have to be open to wanting to change. We have to be open to growth in order to be able to find ourselves growing and changing and learning new things. And look, you can be 15, you can be 10, you can be 7, you can be 37, you can be 57, girl, you can be 88, girl, you can be all the numbers, okay? A self-love journey can be at any age. And loving yourself is the only way you're going to be able to really truly tap into who you are, like I said, and be able to pour back into other people in a positive way. Because that's what we want. We want people who are pouring positivity and kind of like that real, you know, I'm feeling good. G-O-O-D. Okay, feeling good. We want to be able to feel good, and we want to take and pour those things that we are feeling into other people. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode today, all about the journey of self-love. It's something that was on my mind and I wanted to share with you guys. Also, I am thinking that maybe next week there may not be an episode, but I will keep you guys updated on Fancy Plans and Things Radio on Instagram. If you are not following the Instagram, make sure you guys are following the Instagram. Make sure you go over to Instagram and follow us at Fancy Plans and Things Radio. Make sure you're following my personal page at Queens Fancy Plans. You can also follow my Disney page if you would like, okay? Magical Moments with Queen. And I'm also over on TikTok. Yes, your girl finally opened a TikTok and created my first TikTok over there. And you guys can follow me at Queen's Fancy Plans. I don't know if I'll be on TikTok much creating content, but it is kind of fun. So, you know, I'm just trying to really get my name out there, get my brand out there. So yeah, I am just out here having fun, sharing all the content to all the different places. Like I said, I'm really trying to get my brand out there and to really get my name out. And I'm really working on focusing on my brand and stepping into who I am and stepping into my potential. And yeah, I'm just really excited about this journey that I'm on. I'm really excited about the things that I'm experiencing and the things that I'm working on. on. And again, like I said, it has felt so great this week to just feel good, to feel amazing in my body and be like, okay, girl, I have got this. You feeling good? Let's go record this content. Let's go do this reel. Let's go out for a little date with babe. Like, I have really truly felt good this past week, and I am really hoping that this continues. I'm so grateful, and I thank you guys for just kind of coming along on this journey with me, the ups and downs. You guys have been just absolutely amazing. And yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and get out of here, stop rambling and stop talking. Also, if you have not signed up for the Patreon, go ahead, you can sign up. You guys go ahead and sign up for the Patreon. You guys do get exclusive content, like you get to hear the podcast early. So most of my babies get to hear this episode on Thursday versus on Friday, okay? So make sure you sign up so you guys can hear the podcast on Thursdays instead of Fridays. And also, when you sign up, there's also a bunch of different tiers. So there's something for everybody. And yeah, I am super grateful for my Patreon crew. Y'all are super dope. So I wanted to shout y'all out one more time because I am just so grateful for y'all babes over there. And yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. Remember that Sunday is what? Self-care Sunday. I hope you guys have a happy Friday. And until next time, y'all know what to do. Stay fancy.